Why did Santa get a parking ticket Christmas Eve? He left his sleigh in a snow parking zone.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you been at a Christmas pageant gone wrong? If you have, go to laughagain.org and let us know. I'd love to hear about it. Maybe put it on the radio. Becky Vogues of Texas has a favorite pageant memory of a heavenly host of little angels standing around the baby Jesus. Suddenly, they started fighting over who would hold him, pulling and tugging at him. Becky says it was quite a sight to see these little angelic children in a brawl over baby Jesus. I was laughing so hard I had tears coming down my face. In another play, the angel told Joseph that Mary was going to have a baby. His loud response was, "I guess I'll just divorce her." Wow, that is not something parents forget. A little girl who played the part of the Bethlehem innkeeper went off script and announced to Joseph and Mary and a stunned audience that there was room for them all at the inn. Barry Hertz's parents owned a small motel in Madison, Wisconsin. Barry says it came to pass that every Christmas pageant I was in, I was picked to be the innkeeper. I had the line, "I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn," down really well. An innkeeper. After arriving home from the pageant, two sisters were talking about how Jesus was God, but he became human, just like us. The younger sister said, "I didn't know Jesus had an umbilical cord." The older sister answered, "Obviously he does. He's attached to God." Charles Dickens said, "It is good to be children sometimes, and never better than at Christmas, when its mighty founder was a child himself." Tommy was the kid who wouldn't sit still in Sunday school. He made the kids laugh, and sometimes the teachers too. With the Christmas program coming, it was decided that the children would be animals. They'd wear footed pajamas and give gifts to baby Jesus. "I'll be a bluebird," said one. "I want to be a goat," said another. Tommy yelled, "I'll be the monkey." And so it went. But Tommy missed the rehearsals, and the teachers worried, "What if he does show up? What will he do?" When program time came, the teachers were relieved. Tommy was missing. They could relax. And then in came Tommy. "You must be quiet," whispered a teacher as she attached his tail and ears. "Okay," said Tommy. The children took turns at the microphone. The bluebird said, "I will sing to baby Jesus." The goat said, "I will give cheese to the Holy Family." Finally, the rabbit declared, "I will share my soft fur with the baby." And then Tommy the monkey jumped up, somersaulted down the steps, leaped up and shouted, "I will teach baby Jesus to laugh." The congregation clapped and laughed too. Reminds me of the song, "The Little Drummer Boy." He's not found in the Christmas story, you know. You won't find him there. But in the song, he approaches the manger with no gift to bring the baby Jesus. But he does give what he has, singing, "I play my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum." He was much like the widow in Luke 21. Do you remember the story? The wealthy all around in the synagogue looked down their noses as she plunked into the offering box 2 lepta, the smallest Jewish coins. But Jesus said this, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them. For they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." All that we have is a gift from God. Our talents, our time, our treasure, we offer back to the one who gave it all, the one who was made like us so we could be like him. Thank you, Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.